Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We speak about truth. And it seems that everyone has their own truth. What about what Kryon has taught for 26 years? Does it align with what you just heard in this temple of contrast? Of all of the temples I knew you would see, this is my favorite. Let me go into this a little bit. Do you see some of the things that I have taught in the West? I am surrounded by those who are on a Kryon tour. The thousands who will listen to this recording will know of Kryon. And yet here we sit in Egypt, and the walls and the artwork reveal the stories. If the truth is the truth, the stories should be the same. And they are. In a moment, I'm going to tell you why this is my favorite temple. But first, let's look at the teachings. How many times have you heard the word color in the teachings from the guides? And the answer is, all the time. How many times has Kryon talked about colors? And how many? And what about the number 7? We'll talk about that in a moment. What about the chakras? Are there colors? How many? These are the things that are echoed in the artwork in the walls. Let me reinforce the wisdom of the guides who are giving you the information here. Number 1. As you gaze upon the artwork on the walls of this temple that tell the magnificent story and the teaching and the healing, ask yourself, do you think that the ancients, who were master artists, painted brown on brown? And that's what you see today. Dear ones, it's already been mentioned, but I want you to look at it with a new eye. Everything here is in vivid color. Look closely. You can still see it after all of these years. I will say this again when we are in other places. The temple was painted in color, and not subtle color, vivid color. Egyptians, they love color, and they still do to the day. What else do you know about color? It has vibration. Has the guide spoken a vibration of sound? And the answer is yes. Even ask you to tone some of the names. The ancients here knew of these things and the significance of these things. Not just the colors and the light, but the sound. So I will get ahead of myself. In certain times in Egypt, the sarcophaguses of the pharaohs were all tuned to a certain vibration. If you could then strike one softly, it would vibrate 440 vibrations per second. What do you know about Tibetan numerology? That the 44 is a master number. It's the next one we are headed for. As humans, as civilization, do you find it a coincidence that that was the tuning for the afterlife? A master number that Tibet gave you, that somehow was known in ancient Egypt. What did I tell you 2 years ago about how the ancient women in Lemuria would birth their children? They were in water. And what do you know that you found out today? That it was here as well. It was here because the wisdom was here. The wisdom? This is the Temple of Contrasts. I wish to call it the Temple of Creation. For in contrasts, there is duality. The choice of humans between struggle and joy, between love and difficulty and drama. It is all shown on the walls in various degrees. Let me ask you something. What is the creation story around the planet? The creation story is this, that an angelic presence gave humanity the difference between light and dark, the start of consciousness, where humans could choose light and dark, where there was no judgment. This is the creation story. Whether it's the one in Egypt on the walls or whether it is the one in Scripture in Eden, it is the same. I have been teaching you for 26 years that it has come from the stars. What do the walls say here? Where did Isis come from? Where did Hathor come from? Both interdimensional, from the stars. Do you see the truth here? It doesn't hide much from what I have told you to what the guides in all of their wisdom have told you. Let me ask you this. What happens to a human being when they start to choose compassion and joy and wisdom instead of drama and anger and struggle? And the answer? Healing. Dear ones, welcome to one of the highest healing temples in Egypt. So what is it, Kreion? Is it a temple of duality? Or is it a temple, perhaps, of healing? Or one of creation? And the answer is all of the above. The wisdom of the stars is here. The alignment to the stars is here. And the more you read about what has happened, the more the truth and the wisdom of humanity starts to appear. All that I have given you for the West in all of these years is written on the walls in vivid color in this place. It is my favorite temple. It means that it is truly one of healing. For if you can understand what it is being said with the drawings, there is nothing you cannot heal. I have said this many times. As goes the consciousness of the human being, goes the health of the human being. All disease represents struggle of consciousness. Anything that you wish to heal this moment can be done. Dear ones, you sit in a healing place of high consciousness and teaching, given mostly by women. That is the theme. Look for it over and over. Slowly over the ages, look for the equality between the man and the woman. the respect from each one, the sharing of power and wisdom between the two. But it will always be the woman who touches the face of God first. There is more to see here in this great place. There is truth here, written on the walls. May you always drink from the Nile. And so it is.